Hello, this is Daniel Orton, pastor of Harvest House United Pentecostal Church in Marion, Kentucky. It is our desire to see hurting hearts and minds healed as they are born again into the kingdom of God. It is my desire that this podcast will be a blessing to you and help bring you closer to Jesus.
And I'm thankful that pastor asked me to do this. I know that it's helping him out, me and Jake, and being involved more with these Thursday night and Sundays, but also it's helping us out too, because it's pushing us to seek the word and seek what God wants to deliver to this church. And I'm thankful for the preached word of God. I'm thankful that I don't know how getting sermons works for everybody else, but I'm thankful that the Lord can just put an idea in just a random person's head, and they can be inspired by the word of God to preach truth and try to save souls. And I'm thankful that God sent someone just like that to our city many, many years ago, and he has fought and preached and bled and cried for our souls, and I'm so thankful for that and for him. And without that happening, I wouldn't have my wife, I wouldn't have my son, and I wouldn't know all of you great people, except for maybe Preston. I'd probably know him, unfortunately, but no. But can I be honest tonight? I'm not okay either. I can get up here behind this pulpit and I can act like I've got everything together, and I can preach you a beautifully written sermon and try to persuade you into something, and may not be persuaded of it myself, but tonight I am persuaded of this word that I'm preaching tonight. I believe it is the absolute 100% truth, and it is not just for you, it is also for me, because I believe we all find ourselves in a place where we have some decisions that we need to make, and we have some sacrifices that we need to make to get closer to God, and I think that's many people right now in this hour, and I'm thankful that we have a place like this where we can come, and we can be together, and we can show each other who we really are, and everyone can know that not everybody is who they seem to be. We're not all okay. We all need some help. We need each other. I need you, and I love you guys tonight. And would you stand with me, and let's get into the Word of God. I hope you preach with me as well, but not too much, because if you preach with me too much, I might be done in 20 minutes, so that might not be good, But if you would turn to John chapter 15, just in verse 1. I had something else lined out to preach, but as I skimmed through the Bible today, just as I usually do, I'm kind of, I don't know how you would describe it, but I usually act upon whims. I don't know if anybody's caught on to that, but usually my Bible reading is reflected in that. I could follow the chart 1 week or a couple days, and then I find myself not following the chart and reading whatever I just feel like I want to read. But as long as I'm getting it, I'm sure that's okay. But this was inspired by just me randomly following a whim, and I found myself in John chapter 15. And these words that Jesus spoke just spoke to where I feel like I am in my life right now, and honestly where I feel like many of us are. So if you would, just let me read it, and you listen, and here it goes. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's hard to say. I'm sorry. Husbandman. I think I'm saying it right, but now I'm saying it out loud. It sounds wrong. But every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Listen, he says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Jesus says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, Somebody say, without Jesus, you can do nothing. Now, imagine looking in the face of a multi-billionaire genius inventor and telling him that everything he has made and brought forth into the world is nothing if he does not have Jesus. Imagine living your whole life and coming to the end of the set time, however long it may be that you are given, and finding out that without Jesus, you have accomplished truly nothing in the realm of eternity. And he goes on to say, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So tonight, I'm going to preach a branch that abides. And let's pray and ask the Lord to speak to us tonight. Jesus, I'm thankful for this opportunity, Lord. I pray that these words would comfort somebody's soul today, God. Lord, because all you want us to do, Lord, is abide in you, Jesus. Just to wait on you just a little longer, Lord, to stand fast, Lord, and in your presence, Jesus, and truly seek out your will for our lives, God. Lord, I'm thankful for what you've done in this house so far and in our church. Lord, bless our ears and our minds to hear and see everything you want for us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Part of the reason I may have started this off a little awkward today is because I can really hear myself. And I think it's this new microphone, and I just haven't used it since we got it yet, really. Maybe just a little bit, but it's very different. And also, my ears are a little clogged, so it's kind of fading in and out for me. So,
you have ADHD?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I do. I would just kind of being real, letting you know where I'm at. So, but I dare to say tonight that most of us have experienced a forage of our own throughout the woods. Now, when I say woods, I'm not referring to the forest in general. Kentucky is blessed and plentiful with thick forests and beautiful green trees and all the wildlife you could ask for. But when I say woods, we all know the woods that I'm talking about. Your woods is different than my woods. Now let me make some more sense here. I'm talking about the woods that are out behind your grandparents' house. I'm talking about the woods that are out behind your home. Maybe even for some of us, the woods we don't really have permission to be on. But when I say the term woods, it's not just possessive to me specifically, but everybody knows of some woods that you like to go to. You know what I'm talking about? My woods are different than your woods. When I think of the word woods, I imagine behind pastor's house. I would technically consider that my woods, even though it's not. It's just where I've spent a lot of time. And at one time, all of us were motivated enough to venture out into the wilderness, into the woods, even if it was just a small plot and you could still hear cars driving. Those woods, I'm sure, if you're like me, awakened something in you. You enjoyed being out there. Anybody enjoy being in the outdoors in the woods? Yeah, most people do. There's something primal about it. Something drove you to go into the woods, whether it was the enticement of game or the excitement that comes with the proper kill and preparation. Maybe it was just pure curiosity. You were just longing to be one with the shadows of the branches swaying in the wind on a beautiful sunny day. We all know the sights and sounds of the woods, the birds chirping, a siren's call drawing us into a place of primal instinct. The new sights and fresh smells that come along with the seemingly handcrafted, artistic scenery around us. The possibility of seeing an animal not just on our phone or TV screens, but face to face, up close and raw, unfiltered, Maybe the woods were simply an escape, a place where you could go and be actually alone and say what you wanted to say, and the trees would look on as they've done for many years, as they're incapable of passing judgment upon our confessions. One particular sound I'm sure many of us are familiar with when we're trotting through the woods is a snapping branch. We know that branches that are alive and green typically don't deliver the crisp pop of a branch that has fallen and withered and landed on the ground or is barely hanging on for dear life off the side of a tree, dead or dormant. If you've ever noticed in the woods, deer don't snap branches while they are wandering around in the woods. Even when a predator is near and the deer is escaping, it seems to still dodge and weave because of the possibility of leaving a trail to be tracked. The sound of a snapping branch will put on alert many animals that are nearby you if you make that noise in the woods. Squirrels typically, they don't seem to mind, but deer are extremely careful. And while they will stare you down at 55 on the highway, if you're in the woods and you snap a branch, they will run. However close they are to you, it does not matter. It is their instinct. They can recognize that sound from a very great distance. And us as humans, we can usually glide by and move the branches that are full of life out of our way, and they tend to retain back to their original position, and they don't make a whole lot of noise. But if you run into that broken or dead branch and you hit it just the right way or step on it just the right way, you'll get that crackle, you'll get that pop, that sound that will disturb the peacefulness of the woods. The truth about a broken limb or a dying branch is that it's actually the selflessness of the tree to direct nutrients elsewhere that needs it more. A tree knows what must stay, and a tree knows what must die. In thick forests, trees will thin themselves out to increase the chance of complete survival. Somebody say branches. In this world today, the Bible, as we just read, has explained it pretty plainly. We are two types of branches. We are either alive, connected to the vine, or we are dead and withered. Jesus has already discussed with us his disdain for the middle area, in between alive or dead, hot or cold. As Jesus goes on to say that he does not like lukewarm, which is middle. Branches that bear fruit compared to withered branches that are to be cast, as Jesus said, by men into the fire. Because Jesus knows all about life and all about death. He is the bread of life, and he is also a fire that is shut up in our bones. He experienced life, but he also experienced death, highs and lows. Jesus knows today exactly what branch we are. Jesus states that if you are not in me, you can do nothing, for in him we bear our fruit. He goes on to say, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I believe that that perfectly shows who God is. Because Jesus is looking for a producer, someone who isn't easily swayed by purging in our life. Jesus is pure goodness, and he is pure justice. So when we grow up in a world that has a moral compass that's way off and things we think are good actually aren't, then when Jesus brings true goodness into our life to purge us, to be clean, and all that junk that we stored before him we compare that to His goodness and we think that it's bad. We think that His goodness is messing our life up because it's getting rid of things that we were comfortable with having. Jesus starts trying to remove some things that we watch or routines that we have. And we think that because we can't have those things or live that way, that living a life for Him maybe isn't truly what we want. But like I said tonight, that I believe this message is for all of us, I would also go on to say that I want to live a life purged by the goodness of God. Amen. Because I know that after the removal comes more fruit. I am a branch, and I can be dead, and I can be easily snapped and crushed and burned, or I can choose to be alive in Christ. I can choose to have a death that brings glory to Him. Amen. When life tries to bend me, I can bend back just like a branch that is not dead. There is no cap on what we can do for God. That's exactly what this is showing out to us. It's because when we start doing good, we can do better because God can come in and He can purge us and He can remove things from our life where we can grow more fruit and excel higher in His plan and His will for us. I know that after that removal comes more fruit. Jesus, He is the vine. And He said, He said that I and my Father are one. He also said that when you have seen me, you have also seen the Father. So Jesus is the vine and He is the husbandman. Meaning He is the cultivator of the ground. And He is also the vine that we can get our nutrients from and we can grow from and be connected to. Jesus knows how to grow and He knows how to cast aside. God, He is masterfully building up His conclusion to the greatest story ever written. That's what's happening right now. God, He's turning the last couple pages of this book called Humanity. And He's bringing it all to an end. And we know how it's going to end. And tonight we can make the decision whether we're going to be a branch that is alive and will produce fruit in this end time. Or we're going to be cast to the side and burned as a dead, withered branch. And I don't want to be a withered branch. I know this world has taken plenty from me. It's taken plenty of my time and plenty of my things and plenty of people that I love. And I know that there is no life for me as a withered branch. I know that the only way I'm ever going to experience anything good in this lifetime is when I am connected to the vine that is Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what rabbit hole I jump down. It doesn't matter what passion I pursue. There is only one passion that I come back to that ever gets me any kind of feeling, that ever gets me any true high, and it is living for Jesus Christ. And some of you may think I'm crazy because I've never tried weed. I've only been drunk twice in my life, but I know the true power that is in Jesus Christ, and it is greater than anything I've ever experienced. And I can say right now that it's greater than anything you've ever experienced. Being truly connected to the vine means that there is no possibility of you ever getting stuck, because once you start experiencing the same kind of comfortableness, God can come in, purge some things from your life, and you can bear more fruit and go even farther in Jesus Christ. He knows how to grow. And He knows how to cast aside. And I don't want to be cast aside as a broken, withered branch. I'm broken tonight, but I know I can be connected to Jesus and He can grow fruit from my life. I don't want all these bad things that have happened to me to just cause me to be withered, just cause me to be bitter, just cause me to be hurt, just cause me to be a big ball of anxiety and a big ball of depression. I want fruit to grow from these problems I've had in my life. If I've got to experience the pain, I want to reap the fruit. I want to see God change lives through my life. Anybody here tonight feel that way? Because life's going to hurt. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose things. Things are going to burn down. There's going to be accidents. But from all that pain, from all that hurt, there can be fruit born. There can be miracles born. There can be greatness born from all of that if we just allow ourselves to be connected to the vine and be an alive branch in Jesus Christ. I want to be a branch that brings forth fruit for Him. I want to be a branch that brings forth fruit for my family and for this church. Because the world needs us right now. Your family needs you right now. You may think you don't know a lot about what's going on in this church. Your knowledge may just be limited to the fact that you know we quote Acts 2:38 and that's how you should be saved, and that's enough to get someone in your family on fire for this, for what we have in this church. I'm a branch, but how do I do what I'm supposed to do? You've told me all night long, Brother Texas, that I'm a branch and I can be alive or I can be dead. How do I be connected to the vine? Well, Jesus said it Himself. He said, "Abide in me and I in you." We can come to this church all we want. We can walk through these doors and Pastor and Sister Cheryl and Jakin and me and my wife, we will pray for this church. And surely because God never changes, He will show up and we could have church. And we could abide and be here. But if you never let Jesus come inside of you and change your life, then you will never truly be connected to the vine and bear fruit that will change your life. Because what many of us are missing out of right now is missing out of reaping of the fruits of the Spirit. Because there are fruits, there are qualities of the Holy Ghost that will come upon you after you receive His gift and are actively seeking and using it every day that will change your life. There is peace in the Holy Ghost. There is long-suffering in the Holy Ghost. There is meekness in the Holy Ghost. There is kindness. There is love. There is joy. There is temperance. God has given us so many qualities that can affect and change and morph our character. And we're just missing out on it because we're scratching the surface just trying to get by. But we're getting by withered and we're getting by broken when we can be connected to the vine and bearing fruit. Abide, if you look up the word, I have a Bible dictionary that I use and it gives me many different definitions for words, and because many times words are different for each verses depending on how somebody said that phrase. So I will read you a couple. It says abide is to remain. Abide is to rest, to stand firm, to wait for any time indefinitely, to tarry, to endure, and to sustain. And tonight, if you would, just as Jesus' blood is for everyone, He made His plans for being a producer universal. Because I believe that the phrase abide, when Jesus says abide in me, it is universal for your walk with God. Wherever you may be right now, however you may feel right now in your walk with God, abide is the answer. Because your abide tonight may be different than mine, but Jesus says simply to abide in Him and we shall bring forth fruit. Because without the vine we are nothing. So you can rest when you are weary. You can stand firm when the enemy is staring you face to face. You can wait for your miracle. You can tarry till God shows up. You can endure to the end. You can sustain through it all. You can, and then you could go on to say you can abide in Him when you are weary. You can abide in Him when the enemy is face to face. You can abide in Him for your miracle. You can abide in Him till He moves. You can abide till the end. It is universal for where you are tonight. You may be depressed, but you can abide. You can rest. You can stand firm. You can endure. You can wait indefinitely because Jesus said that if we abide, we shall bring forth fruit and He will be in us. He will show up. And I just want to tell somebody tonight that you're going to make it through. It's as simple as that. If you abide, you are going to make it. Because God made abide universal to your situation. If you need to rest, you can rest and seek God and He will show up. If you're weary, you can abide and God will show up for you. If you need a miracle, you can abide and God will give you that miracle. Amen. There is, however, the fate of the withered branch that we also have to discuss tonight. And that is, that branch is to be cast aside, carried away, and burned. But there is a destiny beyond the grave for a branch that produces and is connected to the vine. There is a destiny for a person who abides in Jesus. What does that mean? It means to pray, to get in the Spirit of the Lord. And to cast out all of our problems and all of our issues and focus on the fact that He is the one true God, the only one that who is in always worthy of our praise, no matter what the situation or what the problem. He is simply the answer. We can't pray too much because God is always going to be there for us when we need Him to be there. There is a destiny beyond the grave for a branch that produces and is connected to the vine. And it's the streets of gold. It's no more sickness, it's no more pain. It's no more addiction and no more mental health. No more loss and no more death. There is a place for those who abide. For those who got connected to what God has going on. And He has tons going on right now. And you can have something going on in your personal life right now. You could have revival in your personal prayer life right now. And all it's going to take is getting a little hungry for what God has to offer. For waiting around just a little longer in prayer for what God wants to do. I don't know about you, but I want to pray in the morning longer than 5 minutes. I want to abide for what God wants to do in my life. That's real. That's it. I want God to do miracles in this church. And I know that just as you know, that when we pray, when we seek God, He will show up and change things. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Anybody feel just a little withered tonight? I mean, you leave something outside long enough and it's getting hit by the rain and the sun shining hard on it. Eventually it's going to start looking a little withered. You live enough life. You have enough things happen to you. You're going to be a little withered. And now, with the way the world is, there can be 16-year-olds who have lived just as much life as someone from the previous generation who is 50. Yeah. Because this world is accelerating its agenda because the devil knows his time is short. Yeah. So he's selling and he's persuading and he's digging to everybody that's got an open ear. Everybody that who's even going to, even for just a minute, even just for a second, entertain something that isn't holy. The devil is going to try to step in and put a wedge between you and God. That's all he desires to do. That's all he's looking to do. He is just roaming to and fro. That's where we find him in the book of Job. God's, where are you? He's just roaming to and fro. Looking around, who he can get into the head of, who he can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and mess up somebody's life. And we get a little withered after a while. You get a little withered after one day. Two funerals in one day. You get a little withered after visiting your mother's casket, walking 5 feet, and visiting your sister's casket. You get a little withered carrying both of them to the grave, when that's not the grave that they were meant to go to. Because time goes on, even when we're not paying attention. And sounds like to me this verse, and men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Sounds like the world is just going to use you up till you're all gone. Because it says men are going to gather them and cast them into the fire. If we're not careful, this world is going to cause us to go to hell. If we're not careful, we're going to let the devil drive us too far, and we're going to make enough wrong decisions that time's going to slip by and we're going to find ourselves not ready. Amen. And I don't want to find myself in that place. I have enough problem dealing with complacency as it is. I have to be aware of what's going on in my world. Because I will get lost in the moment. I will get lost in the time. And I don't know if anybody else is like that tonight. But we have to be aware right now. We have to be sober right now. We don't have time to be getting drunk on the weekends. And we need to be vigilant. We don't have time to be ingesting all these things into our body that distract us. Ingesting all this entertainment to distract us. Because we can be getting that same, we're not even the same, an insanely better feeling, insanely better life when we serve Jesus. Amen. So as my wife comes tonight, I know I didn't jump around and hop around up here, but I believe I delivered this message as God intended it to. Amen. Because I don't want to be a withered branch that's going to get swept away in the craziness of this world. I want to be connected to something that is an anchor of all eternity. Jesus, He is omnipresent. That means He is throughout all eternity. That means back in 1940, someone could have called the name of Jesus, and it's the same God we serve today. That means back when the Bible talks about God, talks about Jehovah, that's not some different God. That's the same God we serve today. And He can do the same miracles. And He can deliver the same way. And He can do it for us. If we're not careful, this world will completely consume us. But Jesus is not like that. He's not looking to use you all up till you're completely gone. He's looking to use you up, purge, and then put more goodness into your life. Because sometimes it feels like He's taking everything away from you and breaking everything down in your world. But truly what's going on is He's getting you ready. He is cultivating as the husbandman. He is cultivating what He has created. And He is waiting just for that perfect moment to pour into that fruit into your life. Because I'm not God. I don't know what blessings He has for me, but I know if I'm swept away in this world, I'm going to miss it. And I don't want to be laying in some hospital bed at 80 years old just now realizing that eternity is real. I know it's real right now. And I want to live for God right now. I don't want to be a withered branch that can be cast, broken, and burned so easily. I want to have the rigidity of an alive branch connected to the vine that is Jesus Christ. I want it that so if the world pushes on me, instead of breaking and snapping off, I just bend right back to where God wants me to go. And that's what you can do in this place tonight. Nobody in this church is dead right now. No one in this church, it's not too late for anyone in this place. Because sin may have beaten you down, you may have been pushed over, but just like a young tree, just like an alive branch, you can go back to the place and grow again. Because Jesus just won't leave you where He found you. I'm thankful He didn't leave me where He found me. Because
because He gave me the Holy Ghost, His Spirit, to take me further than I would ever go. He gave me baptism in His name to cover my life, to cover my sins, to cover my problems, to give me a fresh start. He'll take you out of the miry clay. We hear that so often, and that's just fancy for deep mud. And sometimes we get ourselves into that real deep mud. And we need somebody that's going to compassionately and maybe even sometimes a little bit forcefully reach down and grab us out when we call out for help. I don't believe this is a church of withered branches. I believe this is a church that is being purged so more fruit can come from the branches that are connected to the vine in this place. In Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank You for all that You've done. Jesus, I know that this world, it's turning and it's twisting opposite of where You would have it go. But I know You have a plan. You have a way for us to get out, and that's to be connected to the vine. That's to abide in Your Spirit and let Your Spirit abide in us. Jesus, I want You to have control of my life. I want You to own every aspect of what I am and what I do. God, and when I get stuck, Lord, when I know that I can grow further, God, because You can purge me of all the things that I have and are comfortable with, and You can pour out more fruit. Touch us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without You, I can sing. Without You, I can be who I'm supposed to be. Without You, I would stray. Without You, I would break. Without You, I would waste away all of my days. Without You, if You want to move through me, if You're gonna move through me, Holy Ghost, come down, pour Your Spirit out all with wonder. If You wanna move through me, if You're gonna move through me, Holy Ghost, come down, pour Your Spirit out all with honor. Let the words You've spoken and the cross You've chosen, free in mind, my life to Yours, oh Lord. Let the words You've spoken and the cross You've chosen, free in mind, my life to Yours. This is all I'm asking for. If You wanna move through me, if You're gonna move through me, Holy Ghost, come down, pour Your Spirit out, don't withhold now. If You wanna move through me, if You're gonna move through me, Holy Ghost, come down, pour Your Spirit out, don't withhold now. I'm you're gonna move, move through me. Holy Ghost, come down, pour your spirit out, don't withhold now. If you wanna move, move through me. If you're gonna move, move through me. Holy Ghost, come down, pour your spirit out, don't withhold now. Spirit.